listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about just the very beginning of a bold letter in the New Testament. I'm talking about the letter of James, the one that James wrote to Christians in general in the early church. So I'm just going to read to you today, James chapter 1, verse 1, where we read this. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. The letter of James to the Christian world is famous for its boldness. The author, who is here simply noted as James, emphasized the need for a living faith, knowing that it is only that kind of faith that could put us in right relationship with God. There are several men named James mentioned in the New Testament, but reliable tradition assigns this book to the one called James the Just, the half-brother of Jesus, and the brother of Jude, who led the church in Jerusalem. That is, James led the church in Jerusalem, at least according to Acts chapter 15, verse 13. The writer of this letter is the same James who received a special resurrection appearance of Jesus, as noted in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. This was probably the cause of his conversion, because up to that time, the brothers of Jesus seemed unsupportive of his message and his mission, at least according to John chapter 7, verse 5. When James finally did follow Jesus, he followed him with great devotion. An early history of the church says that James was such a man of prayer that his knees had large and thick calluses, making them look like the knees of a camel. It also says that James was martyred in Jerusalem by being pushed from a high point of the temple. Yet that fall did not kill him, and on the grounds he was beaten to death even as he prayed for his attackers. Knowing that this James was the half-brother of Jesus makes this self-introduction in James chapter 1, verse 1 even more significant. He calls himself a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He did not present himself as the brother of Jesus, but only as a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was not only James's brother, more importantly, Jesus was his Lord. Bondservant is an important word. It translates the ancient Greek word doulos, and it probably better simply is translated as slave. Now, Lord is also an important word. It translates the ancient Greek word kurios. It simply meant the master of a doulos. And in context, it means that James considered Jesus to be God. James addressed this letter to the 12 tribes. Certainly, this letter applies to all Christians, yet James probably wrote this letter before Gentiles were brought into the church, or at least before Gentile Christians emerged in any significant number. Now, since this was written for the body of Christians as it has existed at that time, it's also a letter for us today. Some think that the book of James isn't really important for Christians. Some people like to quote Martin Luther's famous opinion of James as a letter full of straw. But Luther's remarks should be understood in its context. Martin Luther was sometimes frustrated because those who wanted to promote salvation by works quoted certain verses from James to him. His intention was to observe that there was little or nothing in James preaching the gospel of justification by faith alone. Yet in another place, Martin Luther wrote regarding this book of James, "I think highly of the epistle of James and regard it as valuable. It does not expound human doctrines, but lays much emphasis on God's law." In fact, Martin Luther knew and taught exactly what the great themes of the book of James teach. The following is from his preface to Romans regarding saving faith. This is a quote from Martin Luther. Oh, it is a living, busy, active, mighty thing, this faith. It is impossible for it not to be doing good things necessarily. It does not ask whether good works are to be done, but before the question is asked, it's already done this, and it's constantly doing them. Whoever does not do such works, however, is an unbeliever. He gropes and looks around for faith and good works, but knows neither what faith is nor what good works are. Yet he talks and talks with many words about faith and good works. Martin Luther understood the theme of the book of James very well and agreed with it and talked about it in his introduction to his commentary on Romans. Now, in many ways, we listen to the letter of James because it echoes the teaching of Jesus. There are at least 15 allusions to the Sermon on the Mount in this brief letter of James. A man who knew the teaching of Jesus and took it seriously wrote this letter. It's a letter for us to pay attention to. So maybe today, as you have a little bit of time, read some or all of the book of James. It won't take you very long. And God will bless you as you give attention to His Word and how to practically live out a truly living faith. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.